Blog Talk Radio.
Station. And I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, good evening, my friend. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you?
Well, it's been a rainy, cold day, and here in Roanoke, Virginia, we're going down to 2 degrees tonight and 7 degrees tomorrow night, and everything is wet and slippery and nasty.
Not good.
But other than that, I did a great celebration, which I do once a month at the Lifestream Center today. It's called In Praise and Peace, We Embrace the Great Mystery, and it's a spiritual gathering for all, and had a little potluck and small gathering of people, but it was wonderful. And then I came home here and tried to maintain warm and dry.
Warm and dry.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
You were at the flea market all day today doing readings, I understand.
Absolutely. It's always fun and entertainment at the flea. I really like my office there. During the weekends, anybody can walk in, and you never know what you're going to walk into. And it's really great. It's a lot of fun because most of my appointments, other than that, all my appointments are just scheduled to where I know who's coming and I'm all prepared and everything else beforehand. So it's always a lot of fun and entertainment, and especially, with an Aquarius moon turning into a Pisces moon this weekend, it has truly been entertainment. So.
Absolutely. Well, now you were born with a Pisces moon, so I figured you'd appreciate the shift.
Oh, and I do. And I think this is something, with the T-square, I think this is something that works really well as of right now moving into Pisces, because at this time it's trining Jupiter and it's trining Saturn. And so it's really giving more of a benefit to it of harmony and tone and peace. At this point in time, having that grand trine, making it easier to work with, the squares that are going on right now, especially
right.
For a Pisces moon. Yeah, it allows you to hear that music and see the beauty. We do have rose-colored glasses that we like to keep on a lot of the time when somebody doesn't take them off of us. So it gives it adds that to that. Being able to look at things in a better perspective, I think, with the Pisces moon and especially trining the Jupiter and the Saturn at this time. So
it's kind of like a kiss and a slap.
Absolutely.
I know.
Because we have
I look
a
T-square.
Like
well, when I was a child, and of course I'm still childlike, but when I was a child, I used to love to go on the seesaw. And because I'm so small, I have a very low center of gravity. So even a person that was bigger than me and weighed more than me, I figured out a way to keep them up in the air.
That's a good thing.
The laws of physics, you know what I'm saying? It was just something that I experienced.
Absolutely.
With it worked.
Well, again, the law of physics, your lower center to the ground, you're going to be able to do that.
Exactly. But the bouncing up and down helped quite a bit, too. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, this T-square impresses me a little bit because we've had so many planetary energies in Capricorn since the new year. And the whole Capricorn energy to me, because it's a cardinal earth sign, it tends to aspire towards a higher ideal. And because the sun is there right now, I think people are identifying with that a lot. But because I actually like Mars being in Libra. They say it's in its detriment, blah, blah, blah. But to me, Mars in Libra is being the warrior for peace, you know?
Absolutely.
And to me, I find it a good place for it to be sometimes because it helps to mellow things out. So it's saying, well, okay, well, let's negotiate. You being a Libra sun understand that more than most, okay?
Absolutely. It's let's find some peace and harmony in this situation, something that will work and benefit either side.
Or both sides.
Mutually benefit everybody, you know, a little give,
exactly.
A little take here, a little give, a little take there.
And with Jupiter retrograde in Cancer, I think it's hard for the priorities to be determined. Because everybody's trying to redefine security in all ways right now with this retrograde with Jupiter in Cancer. And I think that's why I think even if asked what would benefit you, I think it would be hard for some people to really grasp that and come up with an answer instantly.
Hmm.
A lot of people I'm talking to right now, they're not sure what they want. Do I want to go ahead and lose the house and start over? Okay? Do I want to try and move somewhere else where I can get a better opportunity? You know, they're trying to weigh the peril of change against a security of worry. To me, that's not a trade-off, but to many people it is.
And here again, there is a way to understand what, you know, which process is going to work best for them of whether it is losing the house or finding another avenue to make that work, okay? Again, I see it a lot as a balance because of the family thing here. You know, you've got, you know, Jupiter and Cancer, and then you've got, you know, which is, you know, Cancer's the mother, the nurturer, you know? And then on the other side, you have the father, the Capricorn energy, the honor, the duty, you know, and here that Libra balance in the middle of it. Maybe because I have a natural T-square that goes in the same Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, even though they're not the same planets, but maybe because I do have that in my chart, I have a greater understanding of that balance of what is, you know, you must stand alone and that family can't help you out with, which you must balance out on your own and find your own peace with within, but still yet, within the conflict of what's going on, know that it's right and it's going to turn out to the right benefit as long as you take, as long as you take the right actions or the right course. And that's one reason why I like this one too as well, is because it can easily be worked out by taking the right course. With Mars and Libra squaring all that Capricorn energy, it's just do the right thing. Don't question it. Do the right thing, and everything else will fall into place, even though it may feel uncomfortable or not really what you really want to do or desire to do, but what you must do at this point in time. And so I think, you know, that's what I like about this a lot. I feel for a lot of my clients that are really having questioning their parental, you know, do my parents love me? Do they approve of me? This type of thing. Because I do find that a lot with my clients at this point in time, that they're going through that questioning of the truest of love. And it's all within yourself. And that's the key factor within this whole thing, is to balance the inner and the outer. Know what you feel in your soul, and you'll find the truth there.
Exactly. Well, we've only been on the air for about 8 minutes now. We do have 14 callers holding on, Jacqueline.
I should stop babbling, that is what you're telling me.
No, you're fine. What I wanted to tell everybody who has basically called in tonight for a reading, we're going to try and limit it to just one question for each person so that we can serve as many people as we can. So reach inside yourself and feel what is your important thing that you need to know tonight. We're here every week. And we're also available, our phone numbers are always on Blog Talk Radio for you to call us. But we're going to try and take as many of you as we can this evening because we love doing it.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take the first one.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, how are you this evening?
Great, how
Great.
Are you?
Good. Okay, Happy New Year, first of all. My first
Happy
question
New Year.
Is...
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I lost my job the second week of December. And I just wondered if you see a new job coming to me.
What's
your
birthday?
I'm sending resumes out. 9/1/65.
Okay. And what time were you born?
It was around 11:43 p.m.
Around 11:43 p.m.? That's pretty good. Virgo. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You got to just
so
love it. And what city were you born in?
I was born in Westland.
And what state?
Michigan.
Michigan, all right. There's a lot of them.
Now, do you still live there?
No.
No.
Where do you live now?
I live in Ohio.
Oh, what part of Ohio?
The Cleveland area.
Sweet. In the summertime, I go to Painesville.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
Yeah, I lived there for the summer.
Yeah, I worked downtown for years. That's where I usually work.
Wow, you're a workaholic, too. You're a good worker. What do you do for a living? What did you do for a living?
It's investment banking, investments, brokerage, insurance.
Interesting.
Hopefully, happy days are here again.
You got the part of fortune conjunct your part of fortune natally at this point in time. This is for your benefit. I know that believe it or not, it's for your benefit. I have to tell you that. I know this is a challenge, and it's at this point in time, but this is a direction that's been guided by faith more than anything else. I mean, I'm telling you that it is for your benefit. There's a reason and a purpose for this, okay? I don't think you're going to be long without a job, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to refer back to the situation of what I'm looking at is the Jupiter direct, and I think it's going to be springtime, okay?
Okay.
March, before this is going to occur, just to give you, an approximate date. But here again, I think this is more of readdressing what do you want to do, what will make you happy, just not what will make you secure, okay? Because banking and financial things you can do so easily, and you're great with people, and I like that about that. So here again, I think you could expand upon that and do something greater that you would like more. Okay, so I think you should look at it differently than just getting another job, because I really think there's a great job out there for you. I think this is meant to make you look at what you really want to do in your life.
You see a job coming? I'm just worried about my finances. Oh, I know.
How about you, Aphrodite? Why don't you tell her about it?
Well, what I think is you can get a job very soon, but I think you're going to have to go back to the past to get one. And it might not be the place that you like the best, but it might get you through until the spring, or in the spring where you're working within that company can be better. They can put you into a better position. See, you're going to find a job behind the scenes, because in your Cleveland chart, the Capricorn planets are in your eighth house. So you're going to probably find on your computer, okay, or looking at the newspaper or whatever, and you're going to tap into it that way first. You've got some nice Earth trines going for you right now. But because both Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, and Venus, the planet of love, okay, but right now it's love, loving and having a purpose, because it's in Capricorn. With these two retrogrades, if you go back to the past, either place you worked or place you applied to before, or you worked with somebody who's moved on and knows of an opportunity for you, it's more apt to have that flavor of the past, and it might be just a temporary thing to get you through. Okay.
Yeah.
So be looking for that, and then also keep your eyes open, as Jacqueline pointed out, because after Jupiter goes direct on March 8th, and after Venus moves into Aquarius in that same 24-hour period, you're going to have more freedom. You're not going to feel like you're bearing all the burdens you are right now. So I want to say between now and then, it's still going to be a bit of a struggle, but I know you're going to get something to get you through.
Okay. Financially, then you don't see me. I'm okay. All right.
Yeah,
I don't feel,
you
I don't
know,
think
it is
tank
a struggle.
Right now.
Right.
What did you
it
say?
It is
I'm
a
sorry.
Struggle. I understand it's a struggle for you right now, but I don't see you losing everything over this. Okay. I really don't.
I know. Okay.
So, again, have a little bit more faith. It's, you know, it is going to work out. Okay?
Okay. Listen, thank you so much. First time I've ever had that done. Have a good evening, okay?
We're glad you
called.
By
astrology, I mean. By astrology.
All right,
okay,
bless.
Have a nice evening, okay?
Alrighty, bye-bye. Yeah, it's a little tricky with those retrogrades, but...
Yeah.
Yep. Good evening, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Good evening. Are you there? Huh. Let me try that again.
There, now
the
I got
station.
You.
Hi. Hey, you almost escaped me. Oh, no.
Hi. Yeah, I'm glad I got you. My name's Donna, and I was born April 22nd, 1954, at 2:20 p.m. in New York, Long Island, Flushing, Long Island.
Okay, that was April 22nd, 1954?
Yes, at 2:20 p.m. in
Long Island.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have a question for us tonight?
I did. I have a friend back east. He's elderly. He's been my friend for quite a few years. And he's talked about maybe leaving Boston and moving to Santa Barbara where I live, or me going out there and assisting him. And do you see any of these happening for me? And if so, when?
Do you know his
birth information? You're living in Santa Barbara, California?
I live in Santa Barbara, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And do
I don't
you
know
have his
birthday? No, I don't.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's okay.
Okay. Wow, I think you could do it. How long were you thinking of doing it for?
Yeah, just as long as he needs me. I don't work or anything, and I don't really have many responsibilities, and I have my sister staying in my apartment, so I could go there and spend as long as he wants, or he could move here. He's talked about moving here, too, maybe buying a house. And I mean, he's been talking about this for a while.
Great. Okay. Well, with Jupiter and Venus both retrograde, to go back to the past is not necessarily the worst thing that you could do at this time, especially because the nurturing energy, which Jacqueline pointed out earlier in the show, is very maternal and caring, like family, okay? And to be a blessing to another from your past, it kind of works here. Now, is this person confined?
He's a bit confined, yes. He hurts
okay.
his leg, yeah. And he's elderly, and he walks with a, one of those walkers, yeah. He has health care now. He has people helping him now.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah, because I really think that when I look at it against your New York chart, I see that this is something that you feel you'd like to do to really help this person out a lot. And
yes.
There's a part of you that wouldn't mind going and revisiting your old stomping grounds, eh?
That would be
That's
fun
okay
to go
too.
To Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if you decide later that he decides he wants to go back to Santa Barbara, it's not like your sister's not holding your space open for you.
Exactly.
So you have the ability to go there and help him during a harsh winter, which might be hard for him to make a big move at this time, and then review it in the spring when these planets go direct and move forward. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. That's where I was going with this, is that, you know, you could, and that is a great option that Aphrodite suggested, go there at this point in time and stay with him and be able to take over the responsibilities and things like that for him at this point in time. I don't feel he will be moving in this period of time until springtime. I don't think he's moving from where he is. Okay.
Oh, see, I'm kind of tied up till March 1st. I'm committed
okay.
into something.
Oh, okay. Well, because here again, I think right after that is when this whole transition is going to go on.
Oh,
okay?
Good.
I really do. And I feel he at that point in time, he may decide to actually move to Santa Barbara and have you keep him there. I do feel there's a strong
good.
Possibility of that. So, but, yeah, I don't think you're going to have a definitive settling with this until... beginning, you know, middle of March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
you're supposed to go that there and help him to pack and move and help to coordinate
yeah.
that for him.
Yeah.
And then you probably come
yeah.
back west with him. I think that would probably be the best way, you know, because a big change
yeah.
in your later years can sometimes be a little traumatic. And to have that security, you know, of your deep, caring nature, and also you're very, very down to earth. You know, you can be
yeah.
very fun,
yeah.
too, but you're very down mm-hmm. to earth, and you kind of know how to do things in the right order all the time.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
yeah.
It just kind of flows, whatever I do. I mean,
yeah.
I took off and traveled to Ireland and Italy for 4 months, and I didn't even know where I was going to stay and what trains or anything, and it just flowed every day. It was fine.
Beautiful. I love it when that happens.
Just money-wise, do things look good for me?
Huh. You're a funny girl. Okay. And I I'm sorry. I shouldn't crack up like that. But you can think it, and you'll create it. It always just
yeah.
comes to you. Like the trip itself, that is not of importance to you. It flows, okay? It's not the
yeah.
biggest thing, okay? You create money out of nothing. So that's the reason
yeah.
why I chuckled and laughed at it is because, you know, all I'm saying is think about who we're talking about, the personality we're talking about. Not, you know, and it always balances itself out. You have Libra ruling it, so it's always that it's, you know, balancing the situation. I just think you're being overly concerned about it. I think that's an insecurity within yourself.
It
so,
is.
Yeah, let that one go.
Yeah,
it
really.
It always happens, so let it be. Let it flow the way it wants to flow.
Yeah, I like that. That's true. Yeah. Always provided
for. Well, glad you called in tonight.
Well,
and,
thank you so much, and happy new year to both of you.
And to you, and keep us posted. Let us know how things go on.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye
all right,
now.
God bless. Bye. I just love the energy. I love that Aries Taurus cusp.
Oh, yeah, they're funny people.
Funny haha or funny peculiar? No, a little both.
Well, you know, it's a grounded fire energy, and so I'm entertained by it.
You would be. All your Libra Scorpio stuff on the other side.
Yep.
I see that. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I guess, should I give you my information? It's my first time calling in. Is that the first time?
Oh,
that
would be great then. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was born April 12th, 1976 at 7:06 p.m. in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
My old stomping grounds.
It is.
Do you still live there?
No, and now I live just outside Los Angeles, California.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
what a
east
the
to
other
west.
Side. Yeah.
I did the opposite.
She did the opposite.
I'm a Valley girl by birth. San Fernando Valley.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I moved from there to Stuart, Florida.
Oh, how funny. I lived in Stuart, Florida, and then New York, and now Los Angeles. Up and over. So my question is, there's a creative endeavor that I've pursued professionally in the past, and then I took many years off to start a family and just started dabbling again in the last year. And I guess I'm wondering if this is what I'm supposed to be pursuing professionally, not just sort of as a hobby, and... if so, if you see it working out for me professionally, and if so, when?
Absolutely, I do, because Jupiter has not been in Cancer for 12 years. And in your Los Angeles chart, it's transiting your 10th house right now. Now, it's currently retrograde, so there's still a lot of planning you're going to need to do here. But your Mars and Saturn are both in Cancer. Mars is the do-it energy, and Saturn is establishing oneself, okay? So I feel between now and the end of June, this is your time to do this.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do. I really do, except for, and here's where Aphrodite and I, you know, I like looking at the natal. I'm a Robert Hand fan, and your birth chart is your birth chart is your birth chart is your birth chart. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so she looks at the relocation, I look at the birth chart. My whole point is, yeah, I do think this is a time for you to learn more and grow. I think you're finding your depth with what you're, because the Jupiter aspect that she's talking about is now in your ninth house on your natal chart. And it is conjunct your Mars there, just like it's, you know, in the tenth. But here again, there's all this learning and growth that needs to go on with it. And with the Mars square in your 12th house natally conjunct your Pluto, you're really going through a spiritual transformation with this. I am so encouraging you to follow your truth, okay? Of what you learned from this today, follow your truth. It'll your dream will come true. I guarantee you that. This will be made into a profession. There's no question about it. It's just a matter of time. What I'm saying is I think that this time period, while it's retrograde, is teaching you to have to go back and look and learn a little bit more about this before you actually make this endeavor and take off with it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Is what I'm telling you. So
okay.
I think
yeah.
there's a lot of people because the part of fortune is transiting your 11th house right now. So there's people around you in the communication. You should be talking to everybody about this and getting information from everybody. I'm not necessarily saying take a course or something like this, but get it out there. I'm going to be doing this, and this is what I'm going to be doing. And get everybody's input and everybody's reaction from it so that you can really learn and grow of what you need to do to make this perfect. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I have two young kids, so I think that's where my hesitation is. I'm usually just like a go all for it, but sort of the idea of like juggling them and their schedules and then now something for myself is a little daunting. So
don't worry, it'll do it. It'll do it.
It works out, yeah.
Integrate it into, again here, integrate it into your lifestyle with your kids that you're working on it along with what you're doing with your kids. When you have the time, work on it. When you don't, go back and forth. Move back and forth through it. You can do it.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. Very cool.
Yeah,
love that.
That's a great
the whole love of my kids thing, you know, with this Jupiter retrograde in Cancer. That is so cute.
The fine dance and the fine balance between the two.
Yes, I know. It's not easy in this frenetic world that we have here in this country. Well, most countries now, especially all the cosmopolitan areas, share that kind of, you know, frenetic energy, if you will. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Is this
doing
Jay?
Pretty good. Thank you. This is Jay. Yes.
I thought
nice
I recognized
hear from you
that
again.
Voice.
See,
thank
we
you.
Miss
thank
you.
You. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year
happy
to you.
Happy New Year to you. Now, for the last time, because I got my computer back, I need to ask for your birth information.
Yay!
Again.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. My birth information is 3/30/85.
And
the
and
birth
what
time is... it's 3:38 p.m. And that's
and
Hollywood,
city?
Florida. Hollywood, Florida.
Ah. And aren't you in Canada or something now?
No, that's a different Jay, apparently, because I just pulled up the Canada Jay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No.
Wow, you have the same voice as our Canada Jay.
So I need the birth information again because I didn't write it down.
No problem. It's 3:30/85.
Okay.
And the birth time is 3:38 p.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times. And what part of Florida?
Yeah, can you believe it? And Hollywood, Florida.
And are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Enjoying the warm weather. Yay.
Oh, yes. I can't live without it. Can't do it.
Sure, just rubbing you guys.
I live in Stewart, so I'm a little up, just 50, 60
right.
miles north of you. So.
Right.
Okay, so you had a question for us tonight.
Yeah, if you could think of a theme, you know, if you think about themes, what theme is 2014 for me as far as the planets are concerned? What am I working on? What is what is the energy for me this, this year?
You're going into your Saturn return.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you're doing.
Yikes!
Well, it's not, you know, and everybody says that, you know, with that. And, you know, your Saturn return is really an empowering thing if you use it, okay? And you're, you know, here again, you're growing from, you remember when you were a child and all of a sudden you were a teenager, you could make your own decisions, you were more independent as opposed to the childlike that you were and the innocence that you were?
Right.
Well, you're going through another transition like that, okay? To where you're going to be seeing things in a little different perspective again, okay? And you're going to be opening up to new possibilities and new situations in a whole different way. So this, you know, that little Cancer moon just gets me mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're such a sensitive guy, okay?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, you know, say that it's, it, you know, it's a challenging year, but it is a challenging year because it's empowering you to come from your own truth with that little Cancer sun. It may not feel comfortable all the time, okay? But it must come from that truth of that little Cancer moon that you have. It has to be directed in the way that is right, what nurtures you and what's right. And so sometimes you might want something, but it's not right for you. And you're going to have to reject it and go, okay, I have to walk away. And other times you're going to say, okay, I have to do this, and it's going to bring me to my benefit. And so your fulfillment comes from actually taking that action and getting that benefit out of it is what I'm going to say. So think about it as a working year.
Okay. Okay.
How about you, Abigail? What is your theme for him?
I really think you're going to feel the fruits of your labors when Saturn does actually return, which is November. But I think between now and then, you are going to create a strategy that flows. It's not a step-by-step energy for you this year. And Jupiter basically going to be conjoining and dancing around your moon here. You're going to realize that you're a sensitive, you're a giving person, you're a kind person, and you're going to take a look at the things that you want to devote yourself to. But you can't do it without also honoring self, because Uranus passed over your sun sign a couple months ago. And because of that, it's the I am presence. It's so important for you to stay in your character, even though you want to nurture and support others. And you really want to invest in the area where you live, because your Saturn is in your third house, your community, where you live. Now, you might get more involved in politics. You might have more opinions about that. You may want to look at different financial things you can do within your community. But this, I think, is going to be a great year of growth. And you have to honor self and your inner child and see what it is you want to parent. What do you want to be the father of? Is it a business? Is it a child? Okay? Is it running for office? I mean, what do you want to contribute now that is something that you're going to want to continue to do for a longer period of time moving forward? But I think it's going to be great for you because you're going to gain some tremendous confidence. And I think that that's going to be the biggest thing you pull out of this year.
Sounds good. Thank you. That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, you have a stellar night.
You too, ladies. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
God bless.
Wow, I love that combination.
Oh, yeah, what an empowering time for him.
Yeah. And it's interesting because sometimes I look at a chart and I feel like they're fighting a war on too many fronts. And other times I look at a chart and I say, as challenging as it is, it's going to all fall together in the last moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
This is one of this is one of those where I do feel there's going to be a great epiphany this year for him. I really do. It's just, you know, he'll be surprised at what comes out of it. That's for sure. I was glad you pointed out the I am presence to him, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to miss that because that's such a unique passage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to happen again for him now because Uranus is never going to retrograde back to the point of his sun. And so he's already gone to, like, the inner epiphany. So now it's a time to say, okay, what do I do with this? And I think that is going to be the amazing thing that he figures out this year.
Yep.
All right, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
They just keep signing on, Jack, and what can I tell you?
It's a great thing. Thank you. We'll try and get to all of you.
Yes. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hello. This is Kimberly. How are you?
We're doing great, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. My birthday is November 5th, 1970.
I'm sorry?
I said my birthday is November 5th, 1970. Can you hear me?
I can hear you
yes,
better
I
now.
Can.
Talladega, Alabama?
Yep, that's me.
7:05 p.m.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
How are you, Kimberly?
I'm good. I just want to know, maybe I don't know if it's because I'm a Scorpio or whatever, but 2013 and a couple of days into 2014, sometimes when something doesn't go right or something doesn't go like I expected, I tend to get depressed and not even want to be on planet Earth. And I just want to know, how can I, you know, mow around that? Seriously.
Okay.
I don't
and
know.
I'm going to tell you, because Saturn is pounding upon your Mercury. Okay? It just passed over it. Okay?
Okay.
And it's tromping on it. It's, you know, that's how come the depression is hitting in. Okay? And how come it's so heavy and you normally don't have it that heavy, okay,
right.
is because of that Saturn aspect, okay? And
okay.
I'm going to tell you, music calms the savage beast, okay?
Okay.
You need to have some kind of outlet as far as what you do to let it go. And feeling the emotion, and there's certain people like Katie Lang or what is that? That girl that came out, she's more country than anything else. There are certain types of music that you can really feel the depth of that scorpion energy of the frustration and really allow it to go out of you with that. So I am going to suggest music for you more than ever. Start searching and looking for that when you start to get frustrated. The other thing that a Scorpio has a problem with is they're a fixed energy. And you want to go directly in one straight line. And that is not going to happen at this time. And that is so frustrating for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you need to do is, whenever you run into a blockage, just stop and go on and do something else and come back to it again and know that that in and out is what your success is going to lie instead of trying to push it all away in one direction.
Okay.
That'll help you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, Saturn's already bypassed Jupiter and Mercury, but it's sitting right on your Venus right now. So I think a lot of this has to do with self-parenting, Kimberly. To really, really love yourself and look at what you've already accomplished. Look at the challenges you have met that maybe weren't comfortable and say, hey, I did okay with that. That was pretty rough. I did okay. I really did okay. And to give yourself the encouragement that you would expect from a good teacher or a good parent at this time. We're also going through your Mars return right now, and Mars is going to be retrograding, going back and forth in Libra this winter. And so because of that, Mars being in Libra, I totally agree with that. And one of the things that I have been doing some research for one of my spiritual gatherings that I orchestrate, is a new frequency to really help your chakras line up and even to heal your DNA is 528 megahertz. So if you go into Google and you write in 528 megahertz music, they have music that is music that you're even familiar with, but it's been renatured to that vibration to really lift you and heal you.
Okay.
Okay? So
okay.
I think being a Scorpio, when you have something that you can do and you can research it, it becomes yours. You have so many planets in Scorpio. So go and research this and look. Some of the music is just beautiful. We used one for meditation this morning. So do that for yourself and also appreciate what you've been through and appreciate how you've been hanging in there. You know, your strength has not in any way taken away your kindness towards others. You're a very, very good soul.
Okay.
Now, because your moon is in Aquarius, your intelligence and skill, your higher mind energy can bring you through just about anything as long as you get yourself back before you get up and go again.
Okay.
All right. We're glad you called
in tonight.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Really incredible amounts of Scorpio energy in there.
Oh, wow. And again, I'll encourage her to really look into just a hobby, astrology, because that Scorpion energy just really thrives on it.
And it's a great escape, because what happens is you get into such a research and analytical mode that you keep searching. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and that really works with that Scorpio energy.
Oh, yeah. No one could ever know everything about astrology. That's one of the great mysteries of the whole entire thing, is to just keep on in that spiral and learning and growing. It's an awesome thing.
I think one of our friends that actually has your area code, but I think lives way on the West Coast, I think that's the next person. Let's see if I'm right.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
You're so good.
You know, I can't keep these numbers in my head. So this has got to be Deb.
Yeah.
How you
you're
doing,
so
girl?
Good. Oh, I'm hanging in there, getting over the crud, but too much to do, not enough time to do it. You know how it is with the holidays.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, but it was good. How were your holidays? Good, Jacqueline and Aphrodite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we have kind
okay.
of cool weather out here, so I know that your weather, Joy, is a lot worse than ours out here.
Well, right now it is.
Anyway.
A couple of days are going to be pretty brutal, but...
Yeah.
Jacqueline, do you have Deb's information yet?
No, I need it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, it's March 14th of 54, 11:35 p.m., Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and she currently lives in a place in Washington State, and I'll spell it for you because it's hard to pronounce for me. It's P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P.
Hold on. I have to get there. I just finished Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Got
okay.
that. Okay.
And the other one
now,
is in Washington State, which is P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P.
Got it.
Very weird name, but what can I tell you?
Yes, it's Pew Wallop.
when you first gave it to me, when you first moved here, Deb, I kept thinking, it was kind of like pulling you up.
I know. It is so bizarre, but I was corrected so many times it finally stuck, you know? People were like, hey, I live here and you don't know how to say it? What's wrong with you? Anyway, my question
is...
Well,
that would be a tough one to learn, though. I'll
oh, it
what.
Is. Yeah, it. Well, there's a lot of Indian names out here, a lot of, you know, reservations and all of that. So a lot of Indian influence, Native American influence. So
interesting.
Anyway,
interesting.
I just want to know, I'm after hearing the beginning of your show, I'm kind of understanding why I'm feeling this way, but I'm just, like, totally... discombobulated. I need to know what I need to do to get my mojo back. Because I am like, I'm so scattered and I don't know what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and I have a very busy first quarter for work, so a lot of traveling, so I've got to get my act together here shortly.
Really? Because you have Neptune conjunct Mercury right now.
Yeah.
And you really think you're going to get your act together?
Oh, my God.
What that is that it's more, you know, you're used to more of the analytical part, okay? Not saying that the Pisces doesn't, but you try to be more grounded than what you natally are, okay?
Right. Absolutely. it's been a lifelong endeavor.
Raising kids. Oh, yeah. I know.
some, sometimes you just have to have faith that everything is in the right place at the right time for the right reason and that you're capable of handling it. I think this has to do with your own confidence level here. In your natal chart, the T-square that we were talking about goes from your 2nd to your 8th to your 11th, okay? And what that does is it challenges you in your own personal values and beliefs and to look within yourself of how much do you believe you can do this, okay? And if you believe you can do it, it will happen beautifully. If you don't believe you can do it, it won't happen as easily for you, but you can plunge along and make it happen. But here again, I think that's more of the concern is having more faith within yourself. And again, how you feel others view you, you know. I think you're looking at that a little differently than what you should. But I do feel that it's not as much of an issue with actually what you do and how you do it. I think you're more over worried about it than actually doing it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. That's been a lifelong battle too.
What do you think, Aphrodite? Okay.
Well, I think one of the things with all these planets are in Capricorn right now, okay? And in your Washington chart, they're in that third house of, you know, brothers, sisters, neighbors, close friends, local travel. And Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is in Cancer in your ninth house of distant travel, retrograde. So I am just going to tell you, documentation, 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 list, appointment book, details. When you're on that phone, have a pencil in hand and a book in front of you. If you use an iPad, same thing, okay? It's a time in order to get yourself organized. You cannot trust yourself to remember with Neptune sitting on your Mercury right now, as Jacqueline pointed out. And what that's going to do is that you want to do all of it at the same time, and you can't. You have to get into that focal point. So I think right now just really look at that appointment book as being attached to you, dear.
Right, okay.
And have your personal things that you need to do and then your business things and your itinerary right where you can look at it. Like I use a 2-page appointment book because without it, nothing gets done. Nothing is done, okay?
Right.
And you need something like this as a vehicle for you, whether you do it electronically or you do it pencil to paper. And
well,
I'm going to discourage you from writing
anything
in ink, write it all in pencil, so that if things change, which they can easily because we have several retrograde planetary energies moving through over the next 3 months. So because of that, write things in pencil. So if you have to do an edit, you know, you can do crossouts too, but sometimes to me I'd rather just erase it. Because almost like I erase it from my memory when I do that, and I write in the new. Okay?
All right. Okay.
And also, if you have a really good Virgo friend, okay, or Taurus friend or Capricorn friend that can ground you a little bit, spend a little more time talking to them. It might just help you because with your Pisces Sun and Mercury, you can kind of sometimes absorb a little bit of that energy from them, and that might help you.
Mm. Okay. I do have a Virgo friend in Pennsylvania, actually. I'll have to reach out to her. We haven't talked for a little while, so.
Because you can absorb energies from other people so easily because of your psychic stuff, Deb. That might help you
enough.
Even if just call her every couple of weeks. You know, I think it'll be good for her and for you. And I think that again, it's just a matter of just making the organization real.
Okay.
You're very creative, so you can juggle many things that you're working on in your head with a project on screen on the computer. But when it comes down to taking your feet down the steps, out the door, getting to the plane on time, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think it needs to go to something hard copy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you saw my office, my home office, it looks like a bomb went off. And then I got sick New Year's Eve, so that messed up my plans for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and yesterday. And today I'm, like, trying to make up for lost time, but... Yeah, I've got it, and it just makes me really insecure not to have a grasp on things. So,
you have to really don't feel so insecure because that's the other part of it. Okay, I agree with Aphrodite about the paper. That's a great thing, but also the key thing here is believing in yourself that you can do it too as well. Those two things will help you stay there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Well, thank both of you. Thanks to both of you.
Love
and
you,
Happy Dad. New Year.
Rest easy.
Love you, too.
Feel well.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She is such an amazing woman. I mean, I have seen this person do the whole social media things for companies. I mean, which, you know, I know a little bit. You know, I can do some things on Facebook, you know, and through email, and I can use MailChimp. I can edit my own website now. I mean, this woman, she is a whiz.
Wow.
But as you pointed out, she does it in a flow of things because she's in her creative self, because it's just between she and her project. But I think because she's got so much going on externally right now, I think it's pulling her into that confusion state.
Yeah, well, she'll get it. It'll transit, and she'll be fine. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's okay to feel a little insecure when you've been sick as a dog.
Oh, yeah. That healing process, just the physical healing process.
It takes a little while. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi, this is Diana. Happy New Year. I don't know if I've
Happy
spoken
New
to
Year.
You before. I'll give you my stats, 5754.
1:50 p.m.?
1:31 p.m.
Oh, I have it wrong on here. Okay.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Yep. Maybe you have somebody born close to me. But that was Indianapolis, Indiana. Is that what you had?
Yes.
You're skipping out.
Yes, it is. I wonder how many Dianas are born on May 7th in Indiana, in Indianapolis.
So it has to be me, but it's supposed to be 1:31 p.m. I mean, if you come out with, like, Virgo rising, that's me.
Yep. 3 degrees of Virgo in 24 minutes.
Okay.
Now, do you still live there?
No, but, you know, I've gone back and forth. But no, I don't live there. The family that I was born into does. I'm in Florida. I've only been here 1 month, and it wasn't planned. It was one of those angel things.
I love it.
I was looking for a woman who had lost her husband and her business and needed help and would have a room for me. I was on the road for 2.2 years, light working. Well, what happened is the person was my daughter. She lost her husband. She lost her business, and she's very ill. So I had to get out of Sacramento, California to Fort Myers, Florida to take care of my daughter.
Oh, God bless you.
So it was a sudden move, unplanned, and I really don't know what's going on, so I'm going to let you tell me.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, when is your daughter's birthday?
Her birthday is 12/25/74.
And what time was she born?
She was born, like, can you believe it, 10 a.m. is what I'm thinking. Around there.
Okay, and what city was she born in?
She was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wow.
She was the only baby in the nursery.
Isn't that interesting? Wow, for a little early Capricorn, that's kind of interesting. Wow. Oh, wow. So, yeah, definitely you're trying to reconnect with her. Wow. It's
okay,
interesting
how
those angels are helping you, Diana.
What?
It's A-L-B-U-Q.
Oh, yes, Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
A-L-B, I'm sorry?
U-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
Now I found it. Sorry. For some reason, I couldn't get it. I kept putting it in. It wouldn't work.
I do that sometimes, too. Sheesh, it drives me crazy. Well, you know, it's definitely time to reconnect with her because of the way the planetary energies are moving right now. This is like the perfect opportunity for you to be there for her.
Well, I was definitely pulled back. She was nearly dead. Her husband died of what she has. You know, the bird flew, plus all of her teeth fell out. So, I mean, broke. They didn't fall out. So she's got lots of infection, and I'm a holistic person, so I'm helping her. Yes, I was meant to connect with her. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had that dream and been looking for someone that fit her description where I was. And
yep.
then all of a sudden she called and said, you know, Mom, Mike died, and I'm very sick. So it took me a little while to get out, but I got here.
Well, I'm looking at the tri-wheel on screen. I put you in the center, Diana. I put your daughter on the second wheel, and I put the transits today, as at the time we're doing the show, on the third wheel. And there is such a lineup, it's incredible. The sun is in Capricorn today, sitting on your daughter's Venus and on your north node at the same time. So you are like a cup overflowing spiritually to her at this time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's interesting because you have both Uranus and your moon in Cancer, okay? Your daughter's Saturn is very close to both of them and actually sits on her south node. Okay, and Jupiter is retrograding there now. So Jupiter being the planet of good fortune and abundance, this was a gift in disguise, the way I am seeing it. But I want Jacqueline to take a look at this as well.
And I'll completely agree with you. I mean, I really feel that this is truly a gift given to both of you. Okay, she went through a life and death experience. You do know
mm-hmm.
that. Okay, she died and came back. There's no question to me that that's what happened here.
Oh, yeah, I've died twice. I always have to come back.
Okay.
So, yeah, she hasn't really talked about it yet, but yes, I gather that from...
And here again...
I see angelic energy whenever I ask them to come to her. They do. They come.
Absolutely. And here again, I think you're here to really communicate a lot of things out to her that she doesn't know, and I think some of your experiences do need to go there. You're a true healer. I mean, this is so divinely, I agree so much with Aphrodite, that this is so divinely put together, you know, in the universe. You're where you're supposed to be at the right time. And there's a growing and learning process between you and your daughter that's just incredible here. You know, this is going to lead you in a path, I do believe, a new career, okay, both you and your daughter, okay? So really, I think you two need to follow blindly in what you're doing, because I think you're really, truly going to find a path that is really going to help not only yourselves, but also others in the process of this.
Well, you know what's really strange, if you have time? In 2000, I did start a wellness center, but they weren't ready for me. And I went down, you know, really fast by society and the pharmaceutical company and all that. But I had a picture of me and my daughter that was wonderful, and I had it put on a chair at a grocery store. So it was
wow.
like she was in my hearing business. There was an angel on our path. But, you know, the whole thing, even they did a lot of stuff to me back then. They put out flyers and they hurt my nursing board. They hurt me through my nursing board and said I was practicing, you know, doing, it was a stupid thing, and I've let it all go. That's why I don't want to tell you the whole story. But the picture that I had is what I was thinking when you said we might really be doing it together. So,
and that's a possibility that could happen.
Yeah. Her husband did die, but before he squandered, he must have been demented because there was no life insurance paid and the mortgage wasn't paid. So I don't even know if we're going to be able to keep the house. And now her house is bad, so I'm trying to get her on Medicaid. So it's not as glorious as you say, but in my mind, in the big picture, it is.
Well, and the point being is that it's a matter of doing the work at this time. There is, you know, here again, this is a massive grand square, okay? And when I talk about it, it's doing the work in the right time and the right thing, okay, that's going to keep it in the right direction, okay? We're reinforcing something that you know, but the reality is that, you know, when you're going through these challenges, you just got to stay within that. I know this is the direction it's going, and this is where we're going to go, and so be it. Whatever happens, happens. We just take care of the details as they arise, okay, is the way you have to look at this. Okay, because everything will fall into place when it's supposed to. I promise you that. You may not see it beforehand, but you will see it when it starts to fall into place. It's just doing, being very personal. This Mars is going through your second house natally, okay? It's making you reassess your own personal values and beliefs and take actions upon them, okay, to make it right, even though you may not, it may be uncomfortable, is what I'm going to say. So.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say one more thing. Well, the rest of the family in Indiana is totally against me. They're trying to force her to come back. So it's kind of hard right now because she's being pulled by non-holistic people.
Well, because she was born with her moon conjunct your sun, I have a feeling that you've been her daughter as much as you're her mother now. And because her moon's in Taurus, where it's exalted, so she's looking for that practical, fixed way that she knows is safe and secure in one aspect. But I think that your presence there is going to open up her heart to receive whatever she decides to do with faith,
mm-hmm.
Jacqueline has pointed out as well. Mm-hmm. And I think if you believe that what you're doing will work,
oh yeah,
it will.
Well, I believe it will heal her. I just don't know if she'll be able to stay here or if she'll have to be back with the alcoholics that want to run her life. So,
oh, great.
You know, it's going to be a tough going thing. I mean, they're demanding. They're threatening me for keeping her here and away from them at this time of her death. That's what they call it. So it's you know, they say rude things like my son. I'm going to come down there and drag her home by her hair. And I know that this is hard for her because she needs to heal, and I'm helping her heal. So we're in a dilemma here. We want to heal, but other people are against it. And that's the part that I don't understand. But I'm not going to let them in our field as much as possible.
Betsy, I can't advise you to do it. Just be as close to your daughter, support her as much as possible, and honor her decisions, but help her to co-create the ones that you feel are safest and best for her. Her mom, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's all you can do. And then just trust the angels to walk in and make it happen. That's your strength.
Yeah.
You know that. That's your strength. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see her as even being a bigger healer than I am because it's taken me all these years to get here, although I did a lot of healing while I was nursing, too. But an angel did come visit her when she was a baby, and I was so young I was afraid of it. But it was bright, white, big, glowing angel. I think it was Master. But I know that she's going to be a healer. It's in my heart. I don't think it's in hers yet, but I'll help her. So I thank you for all your confirmations today.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you and your holy work.
You too.
Okay, God bless. Well, we're already off the air, I guess. I think we're not recording anymore, but I think the people that have signed on are listening. And we're here usually every Sunday night from 6 to 7. Jacqueline, why don't you tell them where they can reach you?
They can call me at 772-286-2720.
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can also message us through Blog Talk Radio or find us both on Facebook. And we are available for phone consultations. And we do people also local in our local area as well. And we're here for you, usually every Sunday night from 6 to 7. If we can get to you tonight, I apologize, but we try to do as many as we could. Have a splendid week.
You too. Good night.
All right, God bless. Good night.